Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
You know this internet that everyone's talking about?
I've heard of it, yeah.
The internet. The internet is all over it. Because I only saw the video randomly yesterday of this delivery driver. I don't even know when it happened. This is a bunch of different stories. Mirror says, a delivery driver from County Galway has been hailed a hero after he came to the aid of a brave six-year-old boy whose mother had collapsed. And I was playing that for you a couple of minutes ago, the video of it. This is the sound of the little... The kid is only six, but like he looks younger. He's only a little fella. I thought he was maybe about four or five. Here we go.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Can you help me, Mum?
She's fainted. This is in Newton Ards in Northern Ireland. They're straight. Sorry, there's no talking there. Just opening and closing the gate.
Yes, yes. And there's two small children here.
So she passed out very dramatic, but he was straight in. His name's Brian, and I have his phone number.
Will I ring him?
Good man, too.
Will I ring him?
Yeah. I'd say, where the hell is my delivery?
Credit where credit
Don't
is due.
Don't be going in there saving young ones and children.
Stick to the day job, Brian.
Do you get my power adapter out to me with the power cord for the laptop? It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, Brian.
Hi.
Hello, sir. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Hero, Amazon delivery driver, Brian. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello. I'm great now. Thank you very much.
Did they give you a medal?
No, but they sorted me out anyways, yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. I mean, like Amazon, did they do anything for you or look
yeah,
after you?
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. Okay. They sorted me out this morning, yeah, which was nice of them, yeah.
Awesome. Are you working today or what's the story?
Yeah, I'm flat to the mat.
Ah, here. They wouldn't give you the day off.
No, it's a busy company. We run 7 days a week.
Yeah, it's all go with Amazon. And you can see that as well, because you're always running from one delivery to another. There's no, you don't even have time to stop or ring the doorbell. It's certainly not time to chat. When did it happen, Brian?
It was a couple of days ago. I think it was 4 or 5 days ago now.
Was it on the weekend or was it on Monday maybe?
It was on the weekend, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, randomly,
flicking through the Instagram, saw the video. I was like, Jesus, fair play to your man. And you didn't even stop. Like, was it just reflex? Was it just instinct? Was it like, I'm straight in there. These babies need help.
Yeah, it was lashing, raining, and I was shocked that a child came out in the rain like that. I know to meet me, but when he just said something to me, I didn't really have time to think. I just acted, you know. Just natural instinct, really.
Did you know what he said initially? I think there was just kind of a second of like, are you messing? Or what did you just say?
Well, yeah, because like a lot of people do pass comments when you're delivering, and with the accent, I kind of have to try register for a minute. Like, and when he said it, I was like, huh? What? I was like, is she okay? And that's when I went in the door, in the gate.
Straight in. He was six, the little fella that stopped you.
Yeah.
How old was the other kid?
They're definitely around the same age.
All right.
She was a bit younger. His name was Aidan. Yeah.
Right. And it was in Newton Ards. Come here, what are you doing up there?
I just grafting away, you know, go where the work is.
Well, fair enough. Do you live up there or what's the story?
I actually reside in Dundalk, but I travel up and down.
Great town.
Oh, here we go.
Here. Actually, you know what? To a man, woman and child... Brian, Dundalk full of heroes, sure you'll agree.
Here we go. I was besmirching Dundalk a few minutes ago. I said it's all gangs and thugs and fellas with
fine
flick
people,
knives up there.
Fine people.
In leather jackets. so you live in Dundalk and then you work out of there and up towards Northern Ireland and whatnot?
Yeah.
Okay. The mom, the lady then, you went in, you called the ambulance and all. She's okay now, is she?
Yeah, we've been in contact. Her name is Elizabeth. Yeah, when I went in, I didn't know what I was going to expect, to be honest with you, but, like, her eyes were going a million miles an hour, and she was taking a fit or a seizure. So, immediately I said to the kids, come here for a minute, and I brought them aside, and I said, can you go over there for a few minutes, and they started playing.
Okay, and got them away from us, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and I was on the phone to the ambulance crew for about 30 minutes, like, and they were giving me advice what to do and what to look out for and all that crack.
I was just asking the question as I was watching the video here. Do they Amazon give you any training in terms of an emergency situation like that? Because you must encounter or come across all sorts of people through the course of your day as you're knocking on doors.
Well, we don't work directly for Amazon. We work for a different company. Okay. That it's like subcontracted out, like Foster's and Sons is the name of the company I work for. Right. I'm the boss. And in any job, I haven't been given any training for that kind of situation, you know. But the boss man, he congratulated me and said, you know, it was great awareness and he was proud of what I'd done.
Absolutely, yeah, that's brilliant. And I suppose, how do you train for something? Like, really, it's in case a child appears out of nowhere and says, come here, my mum's after passing out, can you give us a hand? But wow, yeah. I have to say, it was heartbreaking that situation occurred, but it's wonderful that you were able to step in and that she's okay, that she's all right, and that you helped them out. So did you get a day off since, or are you going to take a day off?
Sorry?
Did you get a day off since, or are you going to take a day off?
I work 6 days a week, my day is coming up soon. But I was kind of hoping to get Sunday off for the All-Ireland final, but I'm working on it.
Can we make a phone call? Can we try and make a phone call? Try and make it work. JP's going to make it work, and JP's also going to get tickets for the All Ireland fee as well. Is he?
Okay, big what? Promises.
No, man. I'm hereby committing JP, and if JP doesn't do it, JP's going to put you up in his house.
Wow.
And you'll this weekend, and you can watch the All Ireland together, the two of you, few beers. We'll put it out there. Can anyone sort out this hero Amazon delivery driver for a pair of tickets for the All Ireland, and if he can get the day off? What did you say your boss's name was? See if he'll give you Sunday off as well. What's his name?
Mark Foster.
Mark, Mr. Foster, sir, come on. Look after him. You'd be a hero boss with his hero driver. Swooping to action and showing how amazing you and your employees are and how brilliant you are at looking after people and making sure the people are taken care of. Listen, sir, I have to congratulate you and say fair play.
Amazing composure.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call. Where's my cable? I was supposed to get a power cable for the laptop and it still hasn't arrived. And you're in there looking after these two kids instead of delivering my bloody power. Brian, thanks so much for taking the call. Drive safe, won't you?
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.